USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Drug giant AstraZeneca hitting the brakes on global trials of what it says is still a promising coronavirus vaccine after one of its volunteers became ill. The White House Coronavirus Task Force member, Dr. Anthony Fauci, saying this morning it's not unusual for that to happen during clinical trials.
We see this generally for the most part, but you don't know until you investigate it. It's an adverse event that's related to something else that just happened to have occurred during the period of time that the clinical trial was on.
He was speaking on CBS this morning. Heavy snow is slowing a raging wildfire in northern Colorado. The Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins nearly tripled in size over 3 days before the cold front with rain and snow slowed it down late yesterday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
California is not the only state in the West dealing with massive wildfires, as the state of Washington is facing a record number of them. They're destroying homes and businesses and forcing evacuations by the thousands. Governor Jay Inslee is saying the state has never seen anything like it before.
The devastation is all over our state, from Vantage to Chelan to Omak to Spokane.
A magnitude 3.1 earthquake striking in the east today. Freehold, New Jersey was ground zero, the U.S. Geological Survey confirming it, and residents took to social media expressing their shock as the rare occurrence happened, with reports of shaking across that state. A TV personality is the new owner of a serial killer John Wayne Gacy's prison artwork. Ghost Adventures star Zach Bagans has purchased numerous pieces of art and letters that Gacy created while in prison. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
7 people were found shot and killed at an illegal marijuana growing operation in a small California desert town. The Riverside County Sheriff's Department says the victims were all found in a home in the middle of the night on Monday, and detectives discovered more than 1,000 pounds of marijuana inside that house, as well as hundreds of pot plants still growing. No word on a motive at this time, but it's suspected the drugs have something to do with it. No arrests have been made. Air travel in the U.S. is slowly ramping up again amid the coronavirus pandemic. The TSA says over 3 million passengers were screened in airports over the Labor Day weekend. Friday, the busiest day since March 16th, as 970,000 passengers did cross airport checkpoints. Despite the increase, the amount of holiday weekend flyers was less than half of what it was last year. About 8 million people had flown over the 4-day period last year. And a Christian group has launched a new effort to try to drive people against backing President Trump's re-election, especially in key swing states like Florida and Michigan. Faithful America, which described itself as the largest online community of grassroots Christians acting for social justice, announcing the initiative yesterday, saying it's the first time they've chosen to become directly involved in election activity. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.